Arvest made a major acquisition last week. Casinos in Arkansas report that they continue to rake in the cash. And the conversation over the future of Arkansas's health insurance options has a new wrinkle. Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business has his Monday wrap-up of the week's business and political news.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Arvest Bank announced on Thursday it's entered into an agreement with the Bank of America Corporation to purchase 29 locations and most deposit accounts and loans associated with those locations. 9 of the locations are in Arkansas. The purchase is subject to regulatory approvals, which are expected in the first quarter of next year. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. The agreement includes 9 branches in Arkansas in Harrison, Hot Springs, Hot Springs Village, Mountain Home, and Russellville. Arkansas Children's Hospital announced that CEO Dr. Jonathan Bates will retire on June 30th of 2013. His 2 decades at the helm will make him the second longest serving CEO in the hospital's history. The Children's Hospital Board also announced it will create the Jonathan Bates Center for Patient and Professional Advocacy. So far, $3 million in funding has been dedicated to help establish the Policy Center. In an effort to capitalize on its nationally known name and to reposition its interest in regional job growth, the Garland County Economic Development Corporation changed its name to the Hot Springs Metro Partnership. The group unveiled a new website, growhotsprings.com, aimed at showcasing the area's amenities and economic advantages. The name Hot Springs Metro Partnership was chosen because it better reflects the region outside of Arkansas. The group's research had shown that many people did not know where Garland County was, but they were familiar with Hot Springs. With 1 month to go, casino-style gambling at Arkansas's 2 racetracks is poised to top $2.5 billion for the full year. According to the latest statistics released by the Arkansas Racing Commission, casinos in Hot Springs-based Oaklawn and West Memphis-based Southland have totaled $2.485 billion in electronic games of skill from January through November. That is up 39% from the previous year. The Delta Regional Authority will invest nearly $200,000 into the El Dorado incubator environment known as Edie's Village to provide support for entrepreneurs across parts of South and Southeast Arkansas. Contributors to the partnership include South Arkansas Community College, the Arkansas Women's Business Center, and Windrock International. The investment will develop student-run businesses, launch retail space for local entrepreneurs, and provide one-on-one business development and product marketing counseling for participating entrepreneurs. Brian Harson, a 13-year veteran of the coaching ranks, has been named as the head football coach at Arkansas State University. He replaces Gus Malzahn, who took the head coaching job at Auburn. And in politics, the debate over whether Arkansas will have a state-run health insurance exchange, a federal exchange, or a hybrid may be moot for now. Governor Mike Beebe told reporters this week that Arkansas will opt into a partnership with the federal government to implement a health insurance exchange, which is part of the Federal Affordable Care Act. The health care reform law calls on states to have insurance exchanges where qualified individuals and businesses can shop for health insurance options. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.